Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a personal goal you hope to achieve. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal aspirations and future plans. One common topic is describing a personal goal you hope to achieve in the near future. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and key strategies to help you score high on your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Discussing personal goals is a frequent theme in IELTS speaking tests. Examiners use this topic to assess your ability to express ambitions, explain plans, and discuss future possibilities in English. It's crucial to be prepared for questions related to short-term and long-term goals across various aspects of life, such as education, career, personal development, or health. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about your goals. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you often set goals for yourself? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do. I think it's important to have goals to work towards. I usually set goals for my studies and personal life. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the power of goal setting. I make it a habit to set both short-term and long-term goals for various aspects of my life, including my career, personal development, and even my hobbies. I find that having clear objectives helps me stay focused and motivated. Question: What kind of goals do you usually set? Band 6-7. Answer: I usually set goals related to my studies, like getting good grades. I also have some fitness goals, like exercising regularly. Band 8-9. Answer: I tend to set a diverse range of goals. In terms of my academic pursuits, I aim for specific grade point averages and seek to enhance particular skills. On the professional front, I set targets for career advancement and skill acquisition. Additionally, I have personal goals related to fitness, reading a certain number of books annually, and improving my language skills. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a personal goal. Cue card. Describe a personal goal that you hope to achieve in the near future. You should say what the goal is, why you want to achieve it, what you need to do to achieve it, and explain how you think you will feel when you achieve it. Sample answer, band 8-9. One personal goal that I'm really eager to achieve in the near future is to become fluent in Spanish. This isn't just a casual interest. It's a goal I've set with clear intentions and a solid plan. The primary reason I want to achieve this goal is both personal and professional. On a personal level, I've always been fascinated by the Spanish culture, its rich history, and its vibrant literature. Being able to read Gabriel García Márquez or Pablo Neruda in their original language would be incredibly fulfilling. Professionally, becoming fluent in Spanish would significantly enhance my career prospects, especially given the growing importance of Spanish in the global business world. To achieve this goal, I've outlined a comprehensive plan. Firstly, I've enrolled in an intensive Spanish language course at a reputable language school. This will provide me with a structured learning environment and professional guidance. Secondly, I'm immersing myself in the language as much as possible in my daily life. This includes watching Spanish movies and TV shows, listening to Spanish podcasts, and even changing the language settings on my phone to Spanish. Additionally, I've joined a language exchange program where I practice speaking with native Spanish speakers regularly. When I finally achieve this goal, I imagine I'll feel an immense sense of accomplishment and excitement. The ability to communicate fluently in a new language is like unlocking a new world of possibilities. I anticipate feeling more confident in my ability to connect with Spanish-speaking people, whether it's during travel or in professional settings. Moreover, I believe this achievement will motivate me to set and pursue even more ambitious goals in the future, reinforcing my belief in the power of dedication and consistent effort. Follow-up questions. How long do you think it will take to achieve this goal? Band 6-7 answer. I think it might take about a year or two to become fluent in Spanish. It depends on how much time I can dedicate to studying and practicing. Band 8-9. Answer. While language learning is a lifelong journey, I anticipate reaching a high level of fluency within 18 to 24 months. This estimate is based on my research into language acquisition rates and my personal learning capacity. However, I'm aware that fluency is a spectrum, and I'll continue to refine and improve my skills even after reaching my initial goal. The key is consistency and immersion, which I'm committed to maintaining throughout this process. Do you think it's important for people to have personal goals? Band 6-7. Answer: yes, I think it's important. Goals give people something to work towards and can make life more meaningful. Band 8-9. Answer: absolutely. I believe personal goals are crucial for individual growth and fulfillment. Goals provide direction and purpose, acting as a compass in our personal and professional lives. They serve as motivators, pushing us to strive for continuous improvement and helping us realize our potential. Moreover, the process of working towards goals builds resilience, discipline, and self-awareness, qualities that are invaluable in all aspects of life. Without goals, we risk stagnation and may miss opportunities for personal development and achievement. Part 3: Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: how do personal goals differ across generations? Band 6-7. Answer: I think younger generations might focus more on career and technology-related goals, while older generations might have goals related to family and stability. Band 8-9. Answer: the nature of personal goals often reflects the socioeconomic context and values of each generation. Younger generations, particularly millennials and Gen Z, tend to prioritize goals related to work-life balance, personal fulfillment, and making a positive impact on society. They're more likely to set goals around sustainable living, mental health, and pursuing passion projects alongside their careers. In contrast, older generations like baby boomers and Gen X might focus more on traditional markers of success, such as home ownership, stable long-term careers, and financial security for retirement. However, it's crucial to note that these are generalizations, and individual goals can vary widely within each generation based on personal circumstances and values. Interestingly, we're seeing a convergence of goals across generations when it comes to adapting to rapid technological changes and maintaining relevance in an evolving job market. This shared focus on continuous learning and skill development is becoming increasingly common across all age groups. Question: do you think society puts too much pressure on people to achieve certain goals? Band 6-7. Answer: yes, I think society often pressures people to achieve certain goals, like getting married or having a high-paying job. This can be stressful for many people. Band 8-9. Answer: there's certainly a case to be made that society exerts significant pressure on individuals to achieve certain standardized goals. This pressure often manifests in the form of societal expectations around career success, relationship milestones, and material acquisitions. The pervasive nature of social media has arguably intensified this pressure, creating a culture of constant comparison and fear of missing out. However, it's important to recognize that these societal pressures can have both positive and negative effects. On one hand, they can motivate individuals to strive for personal growth and achievement. On the other hand, when these expectations become too rigid or unrealistic, they can lead to stress, anxiety, and a sense of inadequacy among those who feel they don't measure up. I believe the key lies in fostering a societal attitude that values diverse paths to fulfillment. We should encourage individuals to set personal goals that align with their own values and aspirations, rather than adhering strictly to societal norms. This approach would not only reduce unhealthy pressure, but also lead to a more innovative and diverse society where people feel empowered to pursue unique and meaningful goals. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your responses and aim for higher band scores, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Aspiration, noun. A strong desire to achieve something high or great. Example: my aspiration to become fluent in Spanish drives my daily language practice. To set one's sights on, phrasal verb, to decide to try to achieve something. Example: I've set my sights on completing a marathon by the end of the year. Ambitious, adjective, having or showing a strong desire and determination to succeed. Example, learning a new language to fluency is an ambitious goal, but I'm committed to achieving it. To pursue, pursue, verb, to follow or chase after something. Example, I'm actively pursuing my goal of mastering Spanish by immersing myself in the language daily. Milestone, noun, an important event in the development or history of something or in someone's life. Example, becoming conversationally fluent will be a significant milestone in my language learning journey. Examiner's advice. To score high in the IELTS speaking test when discussing personal goals, be specific about your goal and provide detailed reasons for pursuing it. Use a variety of tenses to discuss your past motivations, current actions, and future plans. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both the benefits and challenges of goal setting. Practice expressing your thoughts fluently and coherently, focusing on clear pronunciation and natural intonation. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on how to excel in other aspects of the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a time you had to deal with an unexpected situation and how to describe a place where you go to reflect on your goals. These resources will help you prepare for a wider range of potential speaking topics and improve your overall performance.